Awesome. Right, Hannah is going to come and she's going to talk to us now, and I'm just going to pray for her before she does. God, we thank you and we praise you for Hannah and for everything that she brings to TBC. And God, as she comes to speak now, I just pray that your words would flow through her. Give her confidence and clarity. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hope this isn't too tall. I apologise, I'm quite short. So the story that we heard earlier was about Jesus in the desert, and that is where Lent comes from, which is what we are in right now. We're in Lent. And I wanted to ask you, can you put your hand up if you have given or taken something up for Lent? Okay, and then keep your hand up if you've stuck to that so far. Now, I'm not doing this to name and shame anyone who hasn't you know, done the thing, because it's one up on me if you've even tried. I haven't actually done the thing, really. But I'm doing this to prove a point. Those of you who haven't managed to stick to whatever it is that you gave or took up, why do you think that was? It's probably because you were tempted by something. And temptation is what we've been looking at today in our Bible story. Temptation is basically when we want to do something that we know we shouldn't. It's like the sweets under your chairs right now. Remember them? Yeah? You know you shouldn't eat them because you'll get more sweets later. But you really, 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 really want to, because sweets are absolutely delicious, especially these ones. And the chocolate and the Werther's and anything that you've got, they are absolutely delicious. But anyway, you're not going to eat them because you'll get more later. Let's get back to the Bible story. Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. And this was so he could spend time with God, preparing himself to go and spread God's love and to tell people about him. And during this time, Jesus didn't eat anything, so he would have been hungry. And I don't mean the sort of hungry that you get between lunch and dinner, but so hungry that his stomach would have been aching for weeks. And to put it into context, not eating for 40 days would be like us not eating from the beginning of February to today. That is a long time, isn't it? And at the end of those 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came along and tried to tempt Jesus. He offered all of these things to Jesus in the hope that he would turn away from God, but he didn't. Jesus stood firm and didn't give in. And it's worth me saying that the devil is not someone who we really talk about very much in church. I mean, as we can see in this story alone, the devil is evil and he does bad things to try and make us turn away from God. So we don't really like to give him much airtime, but he is part of the story today. And so we will be talking about him, but we need to remember that in the end, Jesus won. The devil was defeated. And Jesus wins today too. Unfortunately, the devil still tries to trick us today, not necessarily as directly as Jesus faced with the devil right by his side, but maybe by dropping thoughts into our minds or through other people saying things to us. The first thing that the devil tempts Jesus with is food. He says, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And like I've just said, Jesus would have been very, very hungry. So the idea of eating bread would have tempted him. I mean, imagine if that was you, having not eaten for over a month and then being offered food. Your tummy would have been rumbling and your mouth just drooling at the very thought of some food. But Jesus didn't give in, because he knew that the devil was trying to get him to do something wrong. Instead of giving in, he turned to the Bible and quoted God's word from a verse in the book of Deuteronomy, which is right at the beginning of the Bible. It talked about how bread alone wouldn't keep him going, but he needed God. Jesus was hungrier for God than he was for food. The Bible says that the devil is the deceiver, which means he knows exactly how to trick us. The devil knew that Jesus was hungry, so he offered food to try and catch him out. And he knows how to trip us up too. He knows what tempts us and uses that to find ways to trick us. But with God's help, we can stand firm and resist the temptation. After this first temptation, the devil takes Jesus up to the top of a temple and tells Jesus to jump off. Now that would have been a very, very long way down and would have been very, very, very dangerous to jump off of. But the devil said that, you know, if Jesus did jump off, it would all be okay because the angels would catch him. But again, Jesus says no and quotes another Bible verse. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. It's not that the angels couldn't have saved Jesus, but that Jesus knew it was wrong to test God to keep his word. I think it's really cool that even though Jesus was the Son of God, he still used the Bible and applied it to himself, just as we do today. Jesus reminds us that we should always come back to the Bible to help us when we're struggling. There is so much we can learn from it and be inspired by. Now, the final temptation that the devil gives Jesus is when he takes him up to the top of a mountain and shows him all of the kingdoms and all their splendor. The devil said that Jesus could have all of it on one condition, that Jesus bowed down and worshipped the devil. But again, Jesus resisted. He immediately knew that it was wrong, and he tells the devil to go away, and then says another Bible verse, this one saying, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." God should always be at the center of our life, and we should only worship him. And when you hear that, you may think, well, yeah, obviously, God is the only one we should worship. But sometimes we slip into the habit of worshiping other things or other people. Maybe that's a celebrity you really admire. Maybe it's your best friend or someone in your family. Maybe it's money or your job. I'd encourage you to have a think about who or what it is at the centre of your life. If that thing is not God, then take some time to refocus on him. Spend time with God and be reminded of how awesome he is. The better and stronger your relationship with him is, the easier you'll find it to resist temptation. And I'm not saying that it will be easy, but if God is the one at the centre of your life, then everything you do, you'll do it for him. In this last temptation, the devil put his offer literally right in front of Jesus on top of the mountain. And sometimes this happens to us. Now, some of you will know that I am a rather large chocolate fan. And for some reason, a few years ago, I decided to give up chocolate for Lent, which was a big mistake, would not recommend. But by some strange coincidence, during those 6 or 7 weeks of Lent, I was invited out to Sprinkles, the ice cream shop, about like 4 or 5 times. And that is the equivalent of like going once every 1.5 weeks, which is more than I would usually go, shall we say. And that tested me. To go to an ice cream shop and not order something with chocolate in was a very big challenge, especially when everyone around me decided and had the nerve to choose something with chocolate in. Outrageous. So I would be sat there with my measly little strawberry and syrup crepe, surrounded by all of this chocolate that I couldn't eat. The temptation was right in front of me. I just wanted to grab a spoon and grab a chunk out of their pudding and a chunk out of their pudding and eat it, because it was so, so tempting. Now, obviously, that was a very light-hearted example. Jesus was hungry in the desert. I was just hungry for dessert. But sometimes we are tempted by things that are right in front of us. Maybe one of our friends tells us to do something that we know we shouldn't do. Or we're surrounded by a group of people who are gossiping and want us to join in. In that case, it can be really, really hard to resist temptation. But as I said before, if God is at the center of our life, then we will find it easier to resist. With God's help, we can stand firm and resist temptation. After this last temptation, the devil left. Jesus won. And through all the temptations, Jesus stood strong and didn't give in. When he struggled, he turned to God and to his word, and he succeeded. And this is a reminder to us that even in the most tempting of situations, God can help us get through. And yes, Jesus was perfect, so in some ways he had so much more strength to not fall for the devil's tricks, but he was still human like we are. Like we said at the beginning, the devil tries to trick us by using things that we want. So it can be hard to know whether it's a temptation or not. But my advice would be this. If you get a bad feeling about it in your gut, it's probably not right. Ask God to help you, not give in. But if you do, don't panic. God still loves you and will always give you another chance and another chance and another chance. He just wants us to try our best and to turn to him when we need help. Because Jesus is always there and he will never let us down.